Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the importance of respect to parents and maintaining family ties. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, كانت تحت إمرأة وكانت أحبها وكان عمر يكرهها فقال لي طلقها فأبيت فأتى عمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلقها رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح حضرة عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that I was married to a woman whom I loved but my father Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه disliked her. So here Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who was the son of Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه. The son was Hazrat Abdullah, father was Hazrat Umar. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما narrates that I was married to a woman whom I loved, but my father Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه didn't like this woman. Now we must know Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه was a very, very great personality. If he didn't like a person, it's not he didn't like a person because of their looks, or he didn't like the person because of their lineage, or didn't like the person because of their background, didn't like the person because of deen. Now when one person doesn't like another person because of deen, then Islam and Shariat allows for this, because of deen, to safeguard his deen, etc. He didn't like that his son was married to this particular woman. So the bunyad and the basis was deen, not the dunya. It was the deen. So therefore now, he's saying that my father's Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he disliked her, so he said to me, divorce her. But I refused. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says that my father told me, divorce her, but I refused. Now look at Sahaba, how beautiful their actions were, their akhlaq was, their thinking was. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now what did he do? He told his son, divorce this particular woman, he refused. He liked her, so he didn't divorce her. So what did Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu do? He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, now this is what a person should do. He should go to somebody that is senior, some senior personality, and go inform him that this is the situation, that for deeny reasons I told my son to divorce this woman. He refuses to divorce her. So now Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me that divorce her. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then told me to divorce her. It is mentioned in the kitab that the name of this woman is not known. Now look at the izzat that they keep in hadith also, that they could have mentioned the woman's name, that this was the wife of Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the name of her is not even mentioned. Here we see this hadith, he said, كَانَتْ تَحْتِي إِمْرَأَةٌ. He's explaining that I was married to a woman, a woman. In other words, not even mentioning the name of the woman to keep the respect of that woman. That is, that's not important what her name was. The issue or the principle is what is important in this particular hadith. So here we also learn that to keep the respect of a person and unnecessarily divulge the person's name is not important. You need to know something, you need to find out something. You may just find out in a general term what to do, how to act, how to react. Unnecessarily to divulge a person's wrong, personal wrong between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is absolutely no need to. So this is one lesson we learn from here, that don't unnecessarily disgrace and embarrass the person. It should be worked with wisdom, nobility, etc. But the verdict will come. Okay, the next question that comes to the mind is we all speak about unity, all speak about muhabbat, love. That why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him to try and make that marriage work? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also knew that for deeni reasons what the father Umar radiallahu anhu was saying is correct. That this woman was on a completely different line, different thinking, different way. So to safeguard his iman also, that the better thing for him to do at that point was to divorce this particular woman, even though he may have liked her. So here we look and we see that sometimes to separate and to move away and to leave a person, that is what deen wants. Deen doesn't always want unity. Sometimes we think that it must be unity, unity at all cost. Yes, unity, but not at all cost. If it was unity at all cost, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have told Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma to remain with your wife, because this is what you call unity at all cost. But the better thing to do in this case was to disunite from her and to move away from her. So that shows that sometimes for deeny reasons to move away and to separate from certain people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the better thing to do. So this is another lesson that we learn. Another lesson that we learn from here is that when the parents is telling us something that is correct, we should listen. There always be barakat. Unfortunately, the youngsters that get married nowadays, They don't want to take the advice of the parents. They want to make their own decisions. And later on they realize that if you only listen to our parents and the advice that they were giving us at the time of marriage, how much of barakat and benefit there would have been. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was telling his son, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concurred. Yes, if it was for some odd other reason, if any father or mother tells their children not to get married, if it was some other reason that is not sharia based, is not based on the principles of deen, then it is acceptable that he doesn't listen to the father or mother in that case. But when it is based on deen, it is very, very important that the children should listen to the parents. In this there always lies barakat. Hazrat Anwar rahmatullah alayhi says that child that doesn't listen to his parents or his elders in something that is permissible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that there won't be any khair in that avenue that he chooses. But if he chooses that to listen to them in something that is permissible, even outwardly it may look that there's no benefit, there will be benefit in there. Eventually he'll find that there's so much of benefit to me listening to my seniors. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.